is TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
And welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. My name is Tracy, and I am your host, along with Peggy, who is our shrink, and Trish, who is our nonprofit host, and Renee, who is our entertainment host, and Matt, who is our wizard. And hello to everybody, and hello to all of our listeners. And do you guys think that we have more than 20 listeners now? You think we have one?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. We're on our 12th show. Very exciting. And the purpose of our show is to lift your spirits and to be your friend in this thing called life. No one should ever feel alone. And what we do here at the show is everyone matters here. So we like to share everyday topics, and we offer suggestions from our shrink, Peggy, who is a licensed therapist, and opinions from myself and others. We tie things in, and what's going on?
That's
what's
right.
going on?
Right.
I'm sorry, this is the real deal
others.
Here. No, they're wanting to make sure I wasn't missing out on anything, being funny. So anyway, but we offer suggestions from our licensed therapist, and also we like to tie in songs and music to use as therapy as well. So with that being said, right now, we would like to hear a little song. Wait, before we get to the song, I want to remind everybody, if you're out there driving, pull over, and if you're out there listening, I don't know if you ladies have it or not, but there's an app called the Shazam app. Okay. Matt, do you have the Shazam app?
I do not. This is the first I'm hearing of it.
Okay, so before we play our Loosen Up song, if you download the Shazam app, it's a great app. It's called Shazam. It's S-H-A-Z-A-M. And it's an app that helps you identify any song in seconds. It's free. It's a great way to find out the name of the song that you hear playing in the background or to discover new music. And it's one of the most popular music apps in the world. It's safe and you will love it, and it's free. And if you're listening to my show, I definitely encourage you to download that app. It's amazing.
And if you don't have that app, you can always call into the show at 727-441-3000 and ask us what songs we're playing. We can do.
And you got that right. So can we listen to our Loosen Up song by the Goo Goo Dolls?
By all means.
In the same direction, you become my own reflection. Is that your soul that you're trying to protect? I always hoped that we would intersect, yeah. You need time to cope and time to heal. Time to cry if it's what you feel. Oh, life can hurt when it gets too real. I can hold you up when it's hard to deal. Alive, alive, alive is all I wanna feel tonight, tonight. You are. Hey, you, look around. Can you hear that noise? It's a rebel sound. We got nowhere else to go. And when the sun goes down and we fill the streets, you're gonna dance to the moment, to the rebel beat. You can take everything from me, 'cause this is all I need.
Did that loosen y'all up?
I'm loose.
This is all we need. And by the way, the Goo Goo Dolls, they are going to be here Monday, this Monday at Coachman Park, July 24th. And just to let you know, I read this in 1999. Rolling Stone reported the trio picked their name from a True Detective ad for a toy called a Goo Goo Doll. In 2022, Resnick said he didn't remember how they picked the name. He said, we had a gig, and so we had to come up with some kind of name. Just to name the show. That's where the Goo Goo Dolls, that's where the title came from, if anyone's wondering out there.
Where are they going to be, Tracy?
They're going to be at Coachman Park this
Monday.
You know what?
I can't believe I missed Peter Frampton there a couple weeks ago.
I mean, I missed that show, too.
There's a lot of good shows coming. There's so much to keep on top of it.
I had a dream about Peter Frampton, but I'm not going to talk about it.
Well, that's even better than being at the show.
Well, I can't believe I missed him.
Well,
all right.
We'll hear that on the way home. So before we get started, as Matt said, call us at 727-431-3000. That's 727-431-441. 441?
Yeah, it's 727-441-3000.
Oh, well, see, that's the C student ADD, but I was testing you, Matt. That's very good.
If you're watching on the live stream on YouTube, go to the Tan Talk Radio Network. You can see the phone number on the wall right behind Tracy and everybody there in the corner.
But maybe that's why we never got calls. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just giving out the wrong number.
Yeah, it's 727-441-3000 or our toll-free number of 866-826-1340.
You got it. Well, thank you, Matt. And I was testing you, like I said, seriously. But anyway, you are listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show. And one more thing before we get started on today's topic. This show is sponsored from the love of family and friends. And I just want to thank everyone who is supporting us, supporting me. You know who you are. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And it means a lot to me. So thank you. So anyway, we listened to the Loosen Up song by Goo Goo Dolls and where they got their name. And so Peggy, Trish, last week we talked about the four types of divorce, which was simplified, traditional, cooperative, and collaborative. And so we also talked about hydration. Are you guys hydrating?
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
No way.
What about you?
I'm on my second bottle today. Is that pretty good?
Well, hold on. What exactly would you define as proper hydration throughout the course of a day?
Well, she interviewed, right now, you know how hot it is. It's super hot outside. And hydration, the amount of water that we need, it's simplicity. We need water. When you want energy, don't go to coffee, go to water. So we're trying to start a healthy habit. And either one of us, we've all been talking about, but really not doing it.
eight of these a day.
And so it's
eight of these water bottles a day.
Yeah, Susie last week had said she drinks 10 and it wasn't enough for her to feel good and to look good. So let's keep that resolution up. Let's try to make our hydration better.
The recommended amount of water I've heard is 3 gallons a day between food and drink, so it's at least a gallon and a half of water every day.
Yeah, and I'm slacking.
I'll be the first to admit that.
Yeah, so we want to start a good, healthy lifestyle here at the Shrink and Wrap Show. So thank you, Matt, for letting us know reminding us of this. So how to move on after divorce is what we're going to be talking about today. We've got our licensed therapist. Peggy is very, very popular in the Tampa Bay area. She's very well known. She's hard to get to come on the show, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. So I'm very lucky to have her, and so are you, Trish.
You're
very popular in the area too. So, but I try to squeeze in free therapy from Peggy whenever I can. So, but before we begin, I like to segue from this song by Leona Lewis. It's called "Better in Time." Leona Lewis with "Better in Time." And what's your take on that song, Trish? What's your experience with that song?
So I know divorce and death coincide in a couple different ways, the healing process. And I had lost a good friend right before that song came out. And when I heard that song, that was my therapy. And that was the way I related to that song, was losing her and thought I couldn't go on without you, but I'm going to smile because I deserve to.
Right.
And, you know, work through it. But that song helped me a lot.
And time heals.
It does.
No matter what you're going through. And that's why I love that song, because it really gets to the core of some tough times in life.
It does.
Peggy, I'm going to let you take over, because Better in Time is what we need for coping, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how long does it take to move on after divorce?
Yeah, well, you know, Tracy, there's no set amount of time necessarily to get over a failed marriage or a divorce. You know, you're most likely going to experience some of the stages of grief that we talked about, you know, anger, bargaining, acceptance, etc. There's five stages, and you're probably going to go through those to some degree, and there's not necessarily an order to that. But, you know, whether you initiated the divorce or the level of closure you're at, this can impact how you can move on. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk a little bit about that, if it's okay, about how you get closure.
Yes.
Especially, you know, when this has been so traumatic for you. Again, doesn't matter who the angel is or who the devil is.
I agree.
Divorces are traumatic.
It's hurtful for anybody, but for both sides. That's right.
So, you know, by knowing some of the reasons why the relationship failed or wasn't working, you know, then you can better be prepared on how you can move forward in your next relationship. It can be healthier, you'll know what you can accept, you'll have a stronger level of self-confidence, and it's going to allow for, again, closure. And that's what I want to focus on. We have to go through that process, and that process is very different for everybody.
Right. For me, though, before you move forward, you kind of should you sit back and get to know yourself better and see, remind yourself of who you were instead of the identity of just being with that person. Don't you feel like you have to research yourself and find yourself
before
you move on with somebody else?
You know, and part of way it's part some of the ways that you can, you know, move forward and bring closure is by developing what we call emotional intelligence. That's what you're talking about, awareness.
Okay.
And, you know, taking time to feel what you feel. As I said earlier, there's no time frame, but statistics tell us, and you know I love statistics, statistics tell us that the most emotional, difficult, intense phase occurs around 6 months post-divorce.
Mm. Oh, really?
And then it can last up to 2 years. But what are your thoughts on that? 6 months post-divorce for the intensity.
Okay.
Not to say it wasn't intense prior, but think about that.
Well, this is what I think. You like statistics, but I don't think that applies to everybody, because I think divorce is a different equation for everybody because of personalities, because of the longevity of the relationship, because of the maturity, because of the dynamics of why you're getting a divorce. I don't think like 6 months to year to 2 years is a fair, I know that's statistically a statistic that you're offering us, but I feel like, I don't know, you just have to know yourself when it's right. You have to get to know yourself. If you've been married forever, you got to find your identity again. If you've been married for a year, it might be different.
And it also matters if this divorce was mutual versus, you know, not being the initiator and feeling that level of loss, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I think too, Peggy, sometimes, you know you're getting a divorce and that's words, but then once it happens and you're by yourself in your home, maybe that you lived in together or around your friends that
changes.
You went out with together,
that
might be where that 6 month intensity kind of comes in, because before it was just talk, now it's a reality.
Then it becomes a reality. And then you got to transform yourself into your new identity, I would think. Okay, so thank you. And I think that's good to know, but I still think the equation is different, the answer is different for everybody. But what are some tips or ways to move on?
Yeah. You know, letting go of a love that you've, you know, shared with your ex isn't always easy. A lot of people, you know, struggle with moving on, but I'm just going to throw out some tips, perhaps, that have worked with my clients. And again, statistics tell us, I know I love statistics. You know, give yourself some time and space to heal. You know, you've invested a lot of time, energy, emotional, financial, time into this relationship, and you've got to heal. You've got to heal from it. And that's what I mean by closure. It's emotional pain can be intolerable at times, but your feelings are valid, and you've got to recognize that they're your feelings. They're okay to express them, and they're okay to feel them, and you need to go through that process. The process is different for everybody, right? Would you agree?
Well, I agree, and this is the thing. Like, for me, I feel like when you've been married for a long time, some people go right from one relationship to another.
Right.
And that might be right for that person. I think that mm-hmm. that might be okay. But I do think you got to be cautious not to bring in your old lifestyle into your new one. Do you know what I mean? Some
bad habits. And that's why you need that time, yeah to work on yourself, for lack of any other way to put it. But another thing you'll hear a lot of comments from friends. You know, they'll try to give you advice, but, you know, keep in mind that you may lose friends, right?
Yeah.
You know, when you divorce, you've been in perhaps a couple of relationships, and some people choose to go with team husband versus team wife, so to speak. And so you have to be prepared for that, and don't look at it necessarily. It feels like rejection, but it's part of the process, you know?
I don't think that's fair to do. Like, I've never done that. I don't pick teams.
I agree. It happens,
but
though.
I don't like that because mm-hmm. I just don't think it's fair to do that. Do you?
And you're absolutely right, but yeah. Everybody...
Yeah,
doesn't
it happens.
Quite think that way.
But
right.
you know, to me, it's like respect them and respect the situation, but I don't like anybody ousted. To be honest with you, I don't live my life. I don't like people ousted. I don't care. They might have made a mistake. So why do you want to beat them down if they want to make a mistake?
It's good to go out there and make new friends that you don't have that history with.
Absolutely. And there is the phrase, friends come and go.
Right?
So they were in your book. Mm-hmm. They were in your book.
You know, and you know what else I think is really important is you have to set a time limit on how long you're going to be miserable. You know, like, again, there's no calendar to this, but if you say, maybe in the back of your mind, like, all right, I am going to get my stuff together in 4 months or in 6 months, then you've got a guideline of how, you know, you don't want to dwell. You need to be miserable. You need to process that, but you don't want to dwell in it. So set a time frame. Does that sound weird to you guys?
I think it's great. And you need to remind yourself that you can survive this, and you might even come out stronger and better.
Yeah. You know, and that's what Tracy, I think, was talking about trying to find a new identity, you know, mm-hmm. self-care, find ways to keep busy. And, you know, fall in love with yourself. That's
enjoy your time
happen.
With yourself.
Right. And, and not to depend on that being your own, defining that as yourself, that relationship. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think it is good to sit back, get to know yourself. But I don't know that there's a timeline for that, you know, because I think it'll come to you. It's nice to say that, but when you feel it, can it be, you have to feel that time to go. I don't know.
I think you should set goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
here's
then
the
try
thing.
To. And
that
they might
happen.
Not always be attainable, you know, but because you don't want to go on forever.
Here's the thing about feeling it. Like, you're not going to wake up one morning and the light bulb's going to go off and you're going to feel it. You have to put some criteria down. Like Tris just stated, whatever the goals are, I'm going to wash my hair every day now, or whatever the ADL skill, whatever you're not doing and you want to improve on and get out of the misery, you set those goals so you can check that box off. That criteria, because you're not just going to, you know, people come in and they'll say they're incredibly depressed, and I'll say, well, how will you know when you're not? And they'll go, well, I'll just know it. No. What will happen? I will be crying less. I will be eating more. You've got to put criteria out there. And I think that's important to measure, right?
I agree. I think you're totally right, and I think that you have to definitely say dare to say yes to everything to get a new life. Because if you sit at home, you're looking at pictures and you're reminiscing and you're stuck in your home, you're living that reality that you're really not living. So we're good. But anyway, so what does stop people from moving on?
Yeah, good question. You know, and there's a lot of different reasons, but the ones that stand out is, you know, if you've got some unresolved anger about the circumstances leading, right?
Mm-hmm.
Betrayal, trauma involved in that, perhaps, you know, feeling victimized by the divorce. He did this to me, she did that to me, you know, not taking ownership of your role and being able to project onto others, right, onto the ex, so to speak. And then there may be some what we call comorbid mental health issues. If you've got a history of mental health anyway, a mental health issue anyway, and it's combined or compounded with unresolved anger or betrayal feelings, then that can make it really difficult to move forward. And then, you know, loneliness. what's the worst thing? You know, you're sitting around, you're feeling sorry for yourself. You get distracted, get busy, work on a social life, work on yourself, because you can get stuck in that rabbit hole, you know?
Well, and I think feeling sorry for yourself is the worst thing you can do. My great-grandmother used to say, whenever you're lonely, too, you should always read a book if you're ever lonely. But, but don't become the victim of the thing and you know, the situation, and just move on and set goals and dare to live and dare to say yes, make new friends.
Absolutely.
And that's a chapter in your book. But I will say, I do think it's important to get to know yourself, because I think you'll have a healthier relationship going forward with somebody else.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because some people go from one marriage to another, and then they're like, I have the same problems. He or she is this or that. I have the same issues. Well, it could be you and what you're picking, you know, because you have the same type of attraction. So you might have to break that pattern for the next person that you might date.
Yeah. And one last thing I want to address is, you know, I want to talk about closure. Then I want to talk a little bit about, you know, moving forward and dating and when you think you're ready.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
I have a song that I've wanted to play about closure, and I've had a problem with, you know, convincing our producer as well as these two ladies in front of me. So,
wait, were you against it too?
Matt, you play this for me, because it really does focus on closure.
And then I'll tell you the true story after the song's heard.
Just a little bit of it, Matt.
You're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you.
Ew. I love that.
Never mind. I'll find somebody like you.
I've never seen that look on your face the entire length of this song. That was like.
Never mind. I'll find somebody like you.
Okay, so can we say something?
Wow.
Absolutely.
All right. I love the song. The song, the instrumental is beautiful. It's a gorgeous song. The lyrics are great for the person that's getting their ego boosted. Mm-hmm. To me, it's a song of being desperate, of, I love you. Oh, God. I just love you so much. But he's moved on. And
I don't like that.
How do you feel?
Find somebody like you is what you just got done saying. Women get married to the same man, different man, same attributes.
She needed a break. So what's your take?
What I want you to do is, I'm going to bring in a little different kind of slant here to your very negative opinions of the song.
But it's a gorgeous song.
I love it.
But I don't want to stroke someone's ego.
You remember talking about closure, being able to understand what went wrong in the relationship, being able to recognize that you still may have feelings, but it's not going to go anywhere. That, ladies, is a piece of closure. Right. That's what I hear in this song. Not necessarily that she's stroking the guy's ego who necessarily dumped her. It's about acceptance. And I think part of that is one of the many stages one goes through when they divorce. So that's a little different take that I want you to think about.
I have a lot of respect for that. I do.
Thank you for being open.
No, I'm open, but I just, like, for me, you're stroking him, you're stroking the girl that's with him, then you look like the pitiful little.
Go deeper.
And I'll find somebody like you because you're so great.
I'll find someone like you, but I'm going to have another one, and then he's with another one. That's why I do it with Leona Lewis. But I will say this. I do want to say this before we have another question. We're going to be running about 5 minutes behind, Matt, just 5 minutes. But I do want to say this.
Right.
I do like the song, because sometimes the timing in an attraction might not be right. So if, you know, sometimes your timing might be wrong with people. So I respect it in that way, but I don't believe in chasing too much for things like that.
This is open to interpretation. I don't see this as chasing.
Oh, you don't?
No,
but she's
I do not.
Waiting there. He knows he's got her. Oh my gosh. Okay,
oh
but
my.
I like the therapy part.
All right. Mm-hmm.
I like the therapy
part. Right,
let's
stop
that. It's a beautiful
okay.
song.
Right, I have a question.
All right,
let's move on. Mm-hmm. Speaking of moving on.
Yeah.
How do you know when you're ready to start dating?
There's a good question.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay, so like I can tell you this. If you are fixated on what your ex is doing, who he's dating, where he's at.
Like Adele?
Yeah, like Adele. Good one,
then,
Trish.
Then you're too distracted to begin a healthy relationship. You
right.
have to, like I said, closure,
right.
work on yourself, focus on what's important to you, what you want to do different, identify what did not go right in the first time around,
right.
and then go by your feelings. You know, I want to say it's your feelings shouldn't attach to a calendar, but we do want to set a time frame on how miserable you're going to be and then what your goals are for moving on. Does that make sense? Are you going to attack me on that one?
I agree with you. We talked about this on the way over. We
good.
Said we're going to be our true selves to the response of the Adele show.
Right.
But you know what? I totally agree with you. And your advice today is amazing. And Peggy is always good. And you put it at a different angle. And I have total respect for that.
Oh, well,
totally.
I thank you for
You're
that.
Amazing. Well, you are amazing.
Peggy, what do you think if people go on dating apps and just maybe not even to date, but just to get to kind of flirt and get words of affirmation?
You know, that's exactly it. What happens is that can just help. I guess, you know, I'm not familiar with actually the dating apps themselves, but my understanding from my patients is that, you know, you'll get a little email or you'll get some type of indication that you're attracted, someone's attracted to you, and that can build your self-esteem.
I agree.
Especially when you're, you know, kind of recovering or in that process. So I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but if you're really not ready, then just, you know, go with the flirting and take it for what it is.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a first step to making a change that where change is good and it's necessary for
there
sure.
You go.
Make
there
you feel
go.
Good.
Yeah.
I still got it.
Yeah.
But
you know what? But the thing is, make yourself feel good.
Right.
And then the rest will come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why the rest of our show is going to be great for building self-esteem and confidence and finding yourself again.
Okay.
But before we start, we're running just about 3 minutes behind. But before we get started, you can get stuck in a situation, no matter what it is, whether you're a widow, whether it's empty nest syndrome, whether it's a divorce. So you want to start feeling good about yourself, but get unstuck, find your identity, and let's listen to this song by U2, Stuck in the Moment. Listen, please listen to the lyrics. Please, please, please listen to the lyrics. Here's U2, Stuck in the Moment. Thank you, you two. And the reason why I played that whole song, I know it's a little long for a talk show, but the last sentence in that was, in his lyric was, it's just a moment. This time will pass. And that's the main thing that I want you to listen. It's a stormy, you know, things get stormy, but it's a moment, it will pass. And get unstuck, and here to help you today to get unstuck, we have from Coco B. Her name is Halima. She's going to teach us how to be confident, how to get out there when you're in this moment of being stuck, and to feel a better you. Do we have Halima on the line?
Yes, you do.
Hi, Halima. How are you doing?
I am doing well. I was nervous before I came on, but just hearing your voice calmed me. So thank you so much.
Well, and Peggy's the one for that, and that's why Peggy's with us. We're like, believe me, you're not any more nervous than I am. I can promise you that. But thank you so much for coming on. And before we get started, Halima, it's Halima, right?
That is correct.
Okay, Halima, Megan yes. Show is pronouncing it. It's a beautiful name. I love that name. And what I love about Halima, she has a boutique and in Safety Harbor Spa, and you were just there the other day.
I was just there the other day. I found a gift certificate that I forgot I had, and I did the head to toe in the spa. It was amazing.
Wow.
She did the head to toe. Yeah, so she has a little boutique when you walk downstairs in the spa.
Yes, I saw that. I saw your boutique.
Yeah, and I was in there one day because it was empty nest syndrome, and I decided I'm going to go to this beautiful place that we have right here, mm-hmm. right here in our backyard, Safety Harbor Spa. And I was walking down there, and in the window I saw this gorgeous yellow dress, and I said, oh my God, I got to go get that. Trying to make yourself feel good, right. Blah, blah, blah. So anyway, can you take it from there and tell us about your Coco B store and your boutique and helping people to find their confidence and their way back of feeling good?
You know, stress, it's no different than any other relationship. When you're looking for something or some way to feel good by yourself, exterior matters. And I think I hung this Coco B because I was in a place. I came back to Florida about 6 years ago. And I felt empty. I felt I had everything, my husband, my two boys, my beautiful home, but there was something missing. And when I created the Coco B brand, it really brought us something in me. And I think stressing for dopamine is so important. And Peggy, I was listening to you earlier in the show, and it's about hitting reset in every way possible, whether it's just, you know, in the relationship, in dressing. And I think it's important to get out of that, you know. It's daunting to make changes, but when we do and try something new, it's no different. Whether it's just trying to find a new dress, a bright, bold color, like the yellow color, or the red, or the orange, and just kind of see how those fashion and color and changes in style make us feel that day. And sometimes it's amazing when we wake up. It's so easy to just be in a PJ and just get out of bed and say no. It's just changing right. that mindset, the mentality, and just say, you know what, I am going to take a shower, I'm going to put on something, or I'm going to go shopping, find something different. It's all about setting a mindset, and I think fashion is no different. Mm-hmm. And my joy in Coco B is when I see someone wearing something that I took so much time and so much pride in curating and putting together, and they tell me the compliments they get or just the feel that they feel, you know?
Right, and you know what, Halima, you have there's an article here in Stroll Magazine, and a beautiful picture of you. She's gorgeous. This is who we're speaking to right now. Stunning.
Oh, yeah.
And what I love, it says, be beauticious. And there's a comment here. It says, dress for dopamine. Mm-hmm. Elevating your fashion can be the key towards improving your mood. And
that's true.
Isn't that amazing, Peggy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Literally, so feeling good. So she started this line. Mm-hmm. So
so the Coco B line is, that's your own designs? Or is that the name?
I started Coco B. Coco B is my brand. It's my name. It's something I came up with. I started with an organic skincare line called Fall Under the Coco B brand. But Coco B originated from coconut benefits because my business was through coconut benefits. But then when I was putting it together, I wanted to create something that I can play on. So 6 years ago, I started with the organic skincare line. And I said, Coco, be. We can be anything we want to be. We could just be beautiful, be bold, be brave, be everything. And that's how come is it be stuck. And that's where my brand. And then I played on, when I brought fashion to my line, I put it under the Coco B Couture. But yeah, it's all stuff that I've curated, created, some of them from scratch, some of them, yeah. So it's just entirely my doing, and I'm so proud of it. And I'm more proud of it when others are wearing it, trying it, good, bad, or indifferent. I love to get feedback from my clients and be better at it. And that's the whole idea behind Coco B as well.
So they're all original designs then? You're not going to find them in the mall anywhere. You're going to be
not
unique.
Necessarily. Not necessarily. My Coco B organic skincare line is original and patented to me. But some of the styles you may find similar, but there might be variation in it. But I take a lot of pride in working with a manufacturer to create very specific clothing. And usually when I bring something, whether it's at the spa boutique or online, it's usually limited. So I only bring 5 or 6 of each. Very few items I bring in more. The idea is to, there's not everyone in Tampa Bay walking around with the same
right.
looking clothing. That's
right.
the idea of trying it, to make sure it is still kind of an exclusive to this. Yeah, so that's the idea behind and bold color and just, you know, kind of push the button on the fashion as well.
Well, and what I like about it, Halima, is it's Florida lifestyle. Like, the dresses are so, they're light and they're fashionable. And they're not too trendy, but they're trendy. And they're very, very reasonably in price. Like, I cannot believe the prices of her fashion. So I think it's just amazing. And you feel good when you put her lotion on, and then you go and you get an outfit. And then if you see your ex or whoever, you want to feel good and look good and give you confidence. Or if you see someone new or whatever it is in your life. Or when you start dating. So it's about feeling your best. Starts with skincare and feeling good, and the way you dress is the way you're going to be treated. So, okay. Trish, do you have another question?
I do. So, what fashion advice would you give to anyone going through tough times? Like, where do you start?
I think the first thing I would say, make room in your closet. It's no different than making room in your life and hitting reset. Just, you know, decluttering sometimes, it lightens up. It just brings joy. So first thing first, go into the closet, remove some old stuff. I mean, and be okay with your body. One of the greatest regrets, or one of the regrets I hear from women all the time, is they wish they had appreciated their body 10 years ago. So I look at them when they're complaining, and I said, love it now. Because 10 years from now, you will do the same thing. Love it. If the size doesn't fit, get a bigger size. Fashion is not about one size fits all. It's about aligning, you know, yourself with that fashion and try new things, try new colors, go out of the comfort zone. So I think for a woman that's going through a tough time, and we all do, whether we go to divorce or just life or kids leaving for college or just time of our life, there's always something that we're missing.
Right.
I think just declutter, get few key items, not a lot. Start off small and just have it. So those are have dresses that are easy to pick out. Let's say you don't have a lot of time, it's easy to put on. And then have something that you really could take time and dress it out. So it's a matter of just decluttering and go out of your comfort zone and finding something or trying new things in fashion as well.
Right, and so Halima, people can come to you, and where do they contact you? Because you can lift the spirits of others that are, who are trying to find that confidence, so they can exude confidence. How can they find you and your shop? Can you share with us? I know where it's at, but can you share with our listeners on the Shrink and Wrap Show where to find you and where to go, and you can help them and lift their spirits and help them find their way?
Absolutely. So a few different ways. I have a Shopify. I have an email I would love to give out as well if anyone's looking to get a customized or want a personalized day at the spa with me to help find style.
Okay.
So it's Halima, Halima, FX ib@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm usually at the boutique. I don't normally go often, but I'm usually there every Saturday from around 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by, take a look at the Coco Beach Couture, and I will be there, and I'll be happy to pick out styles and fashion that I think, and listen to your story, and find things that may be customized specifically for you. There's no upcharge for any of my time. I'll be there. And then my website is on Shopify. It's CocoBenefits.com as well.
Okay, and I highly recommend to all the Shrink and Wrap listeners, please swing by there. Safety Harbor is a place to go where you can just have a little sabbatical. You can have a nice little lunch by yourself, get your nails polished, and go swing by Coco B. Visit it. Start your day today of feeling a better you. And she will help you. Halima will help you. But your story's unwritten. Start today. Start tomorrow. Swing by there and enjoy what we have right here in our backyard. Halima, thank you so much, and I will be back by there to see you. You know, I've got my closet starting to fill up from your stuff. Be careful when you go, but you are helping the economy. If you go to her, remember, you're helping the economy. Okay. Thank you, Halima. Thank you.
Yeah. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. We'll be talking to you soon. Thank you.
That sounds like a fun shopping experience.
She's amazing.
I can't wait to go.
Oh, I love it. I'm just now breaking the ice to y'all because I've started to go to her. But anyway, but speaking of that, so feeling a new you, feeling confident, feeling good. Trish, what's going on in the nonprofit world? We've got about 4 minutes. I got to hit Renee.
Okay. Well, I am.
Okay.
You know, I'm tying right in with our topic here.
Okay, perfect.
I have the best event. If you are feeling lonely, feeling sad, and you need something to pick you up, go to Tuxes and Tails, which is an evening to benefit the animals of the Humane Society of Tampa Bay. Of course, I'm talking about my animals.
And Lola's got Ginger here. She just got Ginger,
she got a
little puppy. Welcome,
so
Ginger.
Cute.
Now go ahead.
But it's their annual Black Tie Gala at the Tampa Convention Center, October 14th. It goes from 5:30 till 12 in the morning. But the best thing is it features adoptable pets. Mm. So while you're there enjoying the gala, you can meet, hold, get to know, fall in love with a pet, and take it home with you.
Yeah, that's,
and adopt it.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So they also have a silent auction, cocktail hour, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, and then it moves on to the River Walk, where they have a cigar bar and dancing.
Right.
So you can get your tickets for that at thehumanesocietytampa.org.
That's awesome. Well, thank you. Yeah. Is that what we got? That's amazing. I love all that.
I think that would fit right in with, you know, helping somebody move on.
It's perfect. It's perfect. And then thank you, Trish. Thank you for all that. And then we have Renee on the line for our entertainment news around Tampa Bay. Hi, Renee.
How are you?
Good. How's my friend?
I'm doing great, Tracy.
Round number three.
I'm going to follow up with feeling good.
Okay.
I literally found this incredible resortpass.com. We live in the sunshine state, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really want to leave. But when we have a time or we're going through a crazy moment in our lives, we just want to get away. Mm-hmm. They have this thing called the Resort Pass, which you can go for a day and stay at any hotel that offers the resort pass and do the cabana pool, go to shopping, go to the spas. A couple of the hotels are the Don Cesar and Saddlebrook Resort. I would bet Safety Harbor has it. I just didn't look into Safety Harbor. But Aloft, Tampa, Midtown, they have all like 900 hotels.
Wow.
For us to go to, and it's a perfect day for poolside and spa. It's called a book a daycation.
Oh, nice! I love that, yeah. Renee. That's awesome.
They started the JW Marriott Waterside. That's where it started.
Nice. That's a good idea.
And I'm thinking to myself, you know, there are days when I had kids that I wanted to pull my hair out. And I wasn't sure what I was going to do with them. That would have been a perfect day pass to get away for a day.
Right.
Also, what's happening right now, the Mid Florida Credit Union if you guys are concert goers. Yep. I love Leonard Skinner and ZZ Top is there on Saturday night.
Are you going?
Yes. Well, I may. Yes. Just saying, I may.
It's funny she likes Leonard Skinner on that one first.
We need to do that together. But by the way, you guys know about Burns Steakhouse in Tampa. It's like worldwide known. They decided that they're going to launch. Remember, I don't know, Tracy, if you guys have been there when they offered the tours of the kitchen and the wine.
Yeah, it's a must.
They have an extensive wine selection. Well, they're opening up their tours again for the kitchen and the wine. And if all you have to do is book a reservation for the restaurant, and then you can book the tour downstairs, and it's amazing.
It's almost a must.
Did they open again, Renee? Because I know they were closed for remodeling for a little bit.
Yes, they were. They were, Trish. Mm-hmm. But they just, they're opening up this weekend, I believe.
Perfect.
Is the first. And it's Burns Steakhouse on Howard Avenue.
That's cool.
You guys, wait, there's something else I was going to tell you. Because I always tell Tracy about these little hidden gems of for music and fun and dancing, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have two new places called, it's an adventure in St. Pete. They're two best-kept secrets. And one is called the Dirty Laundry. And laugh at me right now, but it is hilarious. It looks like a regular laundromat,
mm-hmm.
but with a cafe inside.
Oh,
but you have to dial a number on a phone. It gives you a code, and it takes you through a laundry, like a door that's a washing machine door.
Mm-hmm.
And then you walk back in there, and it's like Little Havana, but it's a speakeasy.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Oh, yeah.
But don't wear your dirty laundry.
But don't air your dirty laundry.
That's right. Renee, I'm down to the five-minute mark. I thank you so much. And
you're welcome.
You did amazing, and we'll go check that out. And and I just want to throw in, too, there is a restaurant. It's a family-owned business, Paul's Fusion Kitchen on Kennedy Boulevard. Check it out. I went there with a friend. Amazing. I want to start supporting small business owners here in our area, 813-727 Dade City. To all your listeners, call us if you want to advertise a little bit for free. I like to help everybody out. That's what the show's about. And in the meantime, our closing statement is going to be, don't let others define you. Love yourself, because you just got to be, by Desiree. She's going to let you know right now. You've got to be.
Up to the sky. Lovers, they may come. tears. Go ahead, release your fears. My